Culture 8. Exercise 1. Page 70.
Man-made landmarks in the UK. A. The Kelpies are Scotland's hot new landmark. This pair of 30-metre-high horsehead sculptures were designed by sculptor Andy Scott and completed in 2013. The heads are made of steel and decorate the entrance of the Forth and Clyde Canal. In Scottish mythology, Kelpies were water spirits with the strength of 10 ordinary horses. The modern sculptures symbolise how important the horse was in Scottish trade and transport. B. The Uffington White Horse in Oxfordshire is one of England's most famous hillside figures. It is a huge 110-metre-long horse and dates back to prehistoric times. It was dug into the chalk a metre deep in some places. Looking like a piece of modern art, it's hard to believe it is 3,000 years old. It is thought it was an emblem of an ancient tribe, or it symbolised a Celtic horse goddess. C. The Marquess of Bute of Cardiff Castle, Wales, wanted to make his garden more exciting. It was the 19th century, the age of explorers, when wild animals were seen as mysterious and exotic. So he created the Animal Wall. 15 stone sculptures were carved, starting in 1890, and they can still be seen today. Lions, bears, hyenas, and other wild beasts look down at you from the top of the garden wall, many with the glass eyes they were originally given. D. The Big Fish of Belfast in Northern Ireland is 10 metres long and covered in blue and white ceramic tiles. It was created by sculptor John Kindness in 1999. Each tile tells a story of Belfast's past. A time capsule was also placed inside the fish. It contains pictures, poems, and other information about the city. That's why this landmark is also called the Salmon of Knowledge, after the legendary wise fish in Irish mythology.